Detraining can reverse fitness quickly, but it is largely preventable. The goal during a break is not to keep doing everything you were doing before, but to protect the adaptations you have already built. The central message is that short, high-intensity maintenance training, proper nutrition, recovery, and a gradual return can preserve most strength, endurance, and metabolic health during a break. The science is clear. VO2 max can decline substantially within weeks, with estimates ranging from about 8% in the first 12 days to 4-14% over 2-4 weeks, and up to 20% after longer breaks. Strength begins to decline after about 7 days without activity, so even a short period of inaction can start to cost you. Short-term detraining, up to 4 weeks, can also reduce sprinting ability and adrenaline-related readiness, which is especially important for race day execution. Long-term detraining, beyond 4 weeks, can reverse blood pressure benefits, reduce ventilation efficiency by up to 14%, and lower both blood and plasma volume. Training history matters. Long-term trained athletes tend to retain fitness longer than newer exercisers, which is one reason consistent training over years is so valuable. Age also affects cardiac and functional changes, and older adults may lose functional performance after extended breaks, so maintenance becomes even more important with time. For cardiovascular maintenance, reduce training volume by 60-90% while preserving intensity. You are not trying to simulate a full training block, you are trying to keep the engine running. One weekly high-intensity session can help maintain VO2 max, so keep the workouts short, sharp, and purposeful. Blood volume may fall by about 9% and plasma volume by about 12% during 2-4 week breaks, so hydration, daily movement, and high-intensity work are important. Heart rate changes are early warning signs. Maximal heart rate may rise 2-9 beats per minute. Submaximal heart rate may increase about 2.6% after 21 days, and resting heart rate can rise roughly 13% after a year. Monitoring heart rate during familiar activities helps detect detraining before it becomes obvious in performance. Use the same pace, the same route, and the same effort, then compare the response. For strength maintenance, the minimal effective dose is key. You do not need a full program to hold on to significant strength. People under 35 may preserve strength with about 1/9 of normal training volume, while adults over 60 may need about 1/3. That tells us maintenance needs should be individualized. Effective maintenance includes 2-3 heavy sets per exercise per week, a rate of perceived exertion of 7.5-9.5, loads above 80% of one rep maximum, and training each muscle group every 7-14 days. Compound movements are the most efficient choice. Push, pull, squat, or deadlift patterns, and core work will cover the most ground with the least time. 8 to 10 exercises may be enough. You are looking for stimulus, not volume. When equipment is unavailable, one set near failure can still help maintain strength, so a limited setup does not mean you have to stop completely. Recovery is critical. Allow about 48 hours between sessions for the same muscle group, prioritize sleep and protein, and use the crossover effect by training uninjured limbs when injured. Metabolic effects matter just as much as cardiovascular and strength changes. Detraining impairs energy use, which can make familiar efforts feel harder. After 5 weeks, blood lactate during exercise can rise fourfold, and after 4 weeks, muscle glycogen stores may drop by 18%. That is why fueling and metabolic maintenance are not optional. Nutrition should match reduced activity. Prioritize high protein to preserve muscle, adjust carbohydrates to workload, choose nutrient-dense foods, keep regular meal timing, and include healthy fats. Hormonal changes can occur within 4 weeks, including reduced insulin sensitivity and worse cholesterol markers. Total cholesterol may rise from about 178 to 221 mg/dL, and LDL from about 112 to 155 mg/dL. the respiratory exchange ratio can increase, suggesting less efficient fat metabolism, which is another reminder that breaks affect more than just your legs. Activity, sleep, stress control, hydration, and meal timing can help mitigate these shifts, so lifestyle management becomes part of maintenance training. Equipment-free options are practical and effective. Bodyweight training can maintain strength and fitness when gym access is limited. A simple program can include push-ups, dips, doorway rows, squats, lunges, planks, mountain climbers, burpees, and jump squats. Keep the movements controlled and challenging. Training 2-3 times weekly with full range of motion and high effort is effective. The goal is to keep the body strong, resilient, and responsive. High-intensity interval training can provide meaningful cardiovascular benefit in about 15 minutes, which makes it one of the most efficient tools during a break. To increase difficulty without equipment, use longer time under tension, explosive movements, shorter rest, unilateral variations, and pre-exhaustion. Target a rate of perceived exertion of 7-9. You want effort that is hard, but not so hard that it turns maintenance into damage. Injury prevention matters. Mobility and joint stability are essential, especially when you are reducing volume and changing how you move. A 5-10 minute warm-up, static holds of 30-60 seconds, dynamic movement, and joint-specific mobility work help maintain range of motion. Focus on hips, ankles, and thoracic spine, because those areas are central to efficient swimming, cycling, and running mechanics. Flexibility work 2-3 times weekly is recommended, especially if your normal volume drops or your movement patterns become less frequent. Recovery should include light cardio, gentle stretching, foam rolling or massage, hydration, and sleep. Keep the body moving, but do not force painful movements. Stability work around joints helps prevent injury when returning to full training, because strength without stability can become a vulnerability. Mental fitness is part of the plan. Psychological responses to reduce training can be stronger than physiological markers, so motivation needs to be managed intentionally. Maintain motivation by tracking small wins, staying connected to training partners, focusing on what is possible, documenting progress, and celebrating consistency. Use SMART goals, break larger goals into smaller milestones, and choose realistic targets. A break is not the time to chase vague outcomes. Mental imagery, training journals, breathing techniques, and monitoring both objective and subjective responses help maintain adherence and manage mood, sleep, and stress. When returning to training, progress gradually. Weeks 1-2 should focus on movement patterns and technique, not intensity. Weeks 3-4 can increase volume with moderate intensity, and weeks 4-8 can gradually increase intensity while monitoring recovery. Weeks 8-12 can approach pre-break volumes, but only if the body is responding well. If returning from injury, start at 30-40% of previous maxes. Monitor rate of perceived exertion, heart rate response, recovery time, sleep, energy, and joint mobility. Those signals tell you whether the return is on track. Adaptation occurs in phases. Early changes are neural and cardiovascular, followed by intermediate mitochondrial and aerobic enzyme development, and later gains in lactate threshold and VO2 max. Increase only one variable at a time, either volume or intensity, to avoid overreaching. Patience is part of the training plan. The critical takeaway is that fitness is lost faster than most expect, but it is also easier to maintain than many think. Quality matters more than quantity. A small amount of intense work, such as one high-intensity cardio session and 2-3 heavy strength sets per exercise, can preserve most gains. Bodyweight training, high-intensity interval training, cycling, and mobility work are practical alternatives when gym access is limited. Nutrition and recovery are not optional. They protect muscle, hormones, and metabolic health during periods when training volume is reduced. The best comeback strategy is patient, monitored, and progressive. Build back with intention, not impulse. Muscle memory makes regaining fitness faster than building it initially, but consistency during the break determines how much is retained. Protect the base, and the return will be stronger.